fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 14th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2011. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I suppose, given what's going on, I should start out by saying this is not a drill. This is not a test exercise. This is not a drill. This is not a test exercise. We're into some serious stuff here, ladies and gentlemen, with the events in Japan, the nuclear power plants that are blowing up, literally blowing up. I believe 2 of them have exploded so far. We're supposed to have Ann Morrison calling in this morning, and hopefully she'll remember to do so. And let's do a quick market report here. Oil futures yesterday, last Friday, Brent crude oil closed at $113.84 a barrel for April delivery. Dow Jones adjustable averages this past Friday closed up $59.79 at $12,044.40. Right now in London, gold's trading up $10.90 an ounce at $1,427.40 an ounce, and silver's trading up 17 cents an ounce at $35.98 an ounce. It's 1 degree above freezing here, deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks at 33 degrees. We got a freezing rain. The water is over the bridge here at my place. It's not an uncommon occurrence in these spring rains. It typically comes up for an hour or two or three and goes back down. Of course, during that short period of time, I'm landlocked as far as motor vehicles are concerned. And let's see what we got. I've got a map here showing the jet stream in the northern hemisphere, and it shows the jet stream coming due east across the Pacific, where it makes landfall at California, Oregon. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Attention all units. Attention all units. This is not a drill. This is not an exercise. I say again, this is not a drill. This is not an exercise. This is the real world. Right now, Monday morning, March 14th, 2011. Ann Morrison, good morning.
Well, can the news get any worse? I mean, you talk about a triple whammy. Now we're on a, I don't know what you call it, quadruple whammy.
Well, tell us first the status of all the, were there seven at risk, I believe, that have either blown up or could blow up in Japan?
Well, yeah, there's a third reactor now. There, okay, you knew about the second, you knew the first one blew up from a hydrogen blast.
Right.
The second one has now blown up.
I got a call last night at 10:30 from one of my, well, you know Sheldon, and he said it had blown up just 20 minutes before that, about local time, about 10 after local time. Okay, go ahead.
Well, as if that weren't bad enough, now there is some reports that, from Reuters, that the water level is nearly empty at a third nuclear plant reactor. I shouldn't call it a plant because the plant contains more than one reactor.
Right.
And this one is in the other ones were Fukushima. This is inside one called the Tokyo Electric Power Company. So, It says, and what it says, and I had heard this last night on the news, is that the water levels were dropping inside of a third reactor, and they say now it's almost empty. Now, the other two, the first two, the Fukushima 1 and 3 reactors, they, you know, they did something that they had to do, but you wish that they hadn't. What they did was seawater. They put seawater inside the reactor containment vessel to cool down the...
Well, that's salt water with all kinds of stuff in it, and where does the seawater go when they're done?
Well, it vented. It turned into steam, and it vented. Now, they're saying there was very little radiation leak, but you can't believe that.
Well, here's my thought about that. That's not pure water. It's seawater. It's got all kinds of particulates in it that particulates can become radioactive themselves, can't they?
That's right. And the worst thing that seawater has is sodium.
Well, salt, yeah, absolutely, of course.
Sodium chloride is salt. It's disassociated in water. So you've got Na+. Na+ happens to be one of the most reactive elements in the periodic chart. And whatever it bonds to, you ain't getting it off of there.
Right, right. So that's what's going out into the atmosphere, getting up into the jet stream and coming east.
They have not said how far up into the air the steam has gone, but what they have told us is that when they're measuring the levels of radioactivity, it's dropping. Well, of course it's dropping. It's going up into the atmosphere.
Right, right. Well, it's the nature of steam. It just keeps going up. What's to prevent it from going all the way up to the jet stream 5 miles high?
There's nothing to prevent it. It's just like air. Steam is water vapor. There is water vapor at Denver. Not as much, though. Water vapor is heavier than nitrogen in the air, and so it will tend to condense about the 1,100-foot level if it's cold enough. And it is cold enough there, so there would be clouds forming. The steam will disappear as it dissipates and then reform as clouds above 1,100 feet.
Now, it just that's fairly low. 1,100 feet is pretty close. That's not even nowhere near the jet stream.
That's right. It just depends on whether there was a low or a high over Japan at the time, or whether there still is. Have you had a chance to look at that?
Well, I'm looking at the map of the jet stream here from the San Francisco State University. It looks like the main part of the jet stream is south of that main island. If I'm looking at the correct island in Japan, it's just south of there, which would be a good thing for us, I assume.
Yes, because it will tend to block it from... It, essentially, what that means is that it will come down on Canada, Alaska. It'll go north of us. Now, the surface models... Do you have anything on the surface models?
No, I don't.
No. Yeah. I'll look them up during the break and have them for you.
Okay.
And so we'll see where the wind is blowing at the mid-level, at 1,100 feet. That's one of their measuring points, because they know that water will condense into clouds at that point. So the banding, well, the sodium probably won't rise with the steam. The sodium will bind to the nuclear containment vessel itself. And they said that they had sent over special, they are sending over special cleanup teams, radiological cleanup teams. There's a PDF that you can get on the internet that tells you about cleaning up nuclear reactors. And sodium is a huge problem. Essentially, the only thing you can do with it is bury it.
You know, that doesn't sound like a very attractive career path, suiting up and going inside a contaminated nuclear plant.
Couldn't buy me to do that. But there are people who either believe the propaganda, that is, you won't be hurt.
Right.
Because we've provided you with these suits. I suspect they're going to find it very, very hot and that they won't be able to do much. I know that they had to put the seawater in there.
Right.
But now it looks like there's a third nuclear reactor that they are not pumping seawater in at the same time or at this time, but that the water level in the coolant has dropped to zero.
Really?
So it may blow on its own.
Right, right. Our caller this past Friday, he was very knowledgeable. Sir, if you're listening this morning, you're certainly welcome to call in and put in your 2 cents worth. Anna's a scientist, and I'm a homicide detective, but having another person on board here who actually knows the intricacies of this industry would be wonderful. I recall his telling us this past Friday, and that the modern designs, they keep enough water on hand to hopefully get through a shutdown process. Do you recall that?
Well, not the modern designs, but the designs such as the 40-year-old reactors.
Okay.
The modern designs use an air cooling tower, and they do not require any pumping.
Really? Okay.
So, okay. Like Rancho Seco, which was torn down, but it was south of Sacramento in the Big Valley of California.
Right.
It had this hyperbolic looking tower. And in fact, Callaway here in Missouri has that hyperbolic tower,
right.
And that is a cooling tower. So there is no pumping involved with either one of those.
Oh, okay. So let's say basically goes back to about 1970, the Callaway plant.
Well, they built from lessons learned. You know, our reactors are built on lessons learned from other reactors, probably in France and Japan.
Okay. All right. All right. But I know they do have, they're right next to the river there. They must use water for something.
Which one are you talking about?
The Callaway?
Yeah. Well, they don't use it to cool the reactor, but they do use it to generate the steam.
Oh, okay. That's two separate processes. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We were talking yesterday privately about cesium-136.
137.
137, excuse me, 137.
They have admitted that they released the cesium-137. Now, they say they released a little bit. Well, take that with a grain of salt. Cesium-137 is a radioactive nucleide of cesium, and it's created during the fission process, and its half-life is 300 years. So whatever they released, half of it will still be around in 300 years. Now, that's about, what, our great-great-grandchildren?
A lot of great-grandchildren, yes, into the future. But you figure 3 to 4 generations per century, yeah.
So I'm saying as of this explosion over there in Japan, as of the earthquake, the tsunami, and the nuclear power plants being near inlets, you'll notice that almost all of them are near inlets. The inlets are at the harbors. The harbors are where the people live. It was the towns that got wiped out, and they're starting to mention that on television. Yeah, the inlets is where the tsunami built up.
That's that funneling effect that we were talking about Friday.
That's that funneling effect.
Right.
That the cesium-137 is going to be around for a long time, and I'm willing to state this morning that life as we know it has changed.
On the entire planet.
On the entire planet.
The Northern Hemisphere, at least, which is where most of the people live.
On the entire planet.
Okay, okay. Now, you were in California when the Chernobyl thing happened, and there was cesium-136, 137 that got loose?
Yes, and they did health studies. You know, we had the South Coast Air Quality Management District in operation at that time, so they had air monitors out. Excuse me. I'm just so upset about the 4 trains being lost. That just, I mean, you don't go on a train to expect to get drowned.
No.
And then, of course, this nuclear thing. But, yes, I was there, and they did. They published a report. I think the Chernobyl cloud may still be going around the world, although in much diminished strength. But it certainly went around at least 10 times. And they noticed, they did a study, a health study, and they discovered that it affected women between 30 and 50 the most. Now, it affected everybody. Everybody got a little bit sick.
All right, all right. And hold on, we got a break coming up. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, attention all units, attention all units. This is not a drill. This is not a drill. Attention all units, this is not a drill. Anne, are you still there, my dear?
Yes, I am, John.
CCM 137. You had some personal impact on you from this, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I was very sick, and so, but I was also in, I'm an environmental engineer, so I was trained and knew people at South Coast Quality Management District, and it was, they did note the difference. Now, it passed over Southern California and Northern California. It passed over California entirely, and of course, it went across the United States. The upshot of all that, about 5 years later, so we're talking when I was still there, about, well, no, when I was here, because by the time it was 94, I got to Missouri in 94.
Okay.
They published a report, the United States government published a report, not the South Coast Air Quality Management District, and they said that a little bit of before it had been stay away from radiation, you get so many x-rays in your lifetime if you fly above 30,000 feet, and, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
They came out with a new report that said a little bit of radiation is good for you.
They did that with a straight face.
And they did that with a straight face.
And
I don't.
What's the alleged benefits? You're going to be smarter, thinner, more handsome, beautiful.
No, because you get sick, then your immune system has a chance to.
Okay, so the benefit is your immune system gets stronger because you get sick from the radiation.
And there are some mutations that occur in the germ seeds, in the, you know, in the fetus, and also in the germ cells. And so that's supposed to be a benefit. We're going to make our race stronger.
Right.
Different, whatever.
Different, yeah. We have flippers instead of arms.
Well, I know. Have you noticed that on the television now there are advertisements showing people with three arms?
Well, I don't have TV, so I can't comment on that, but that's advertisements, people with three. Is this some kind of joke? What are we talking about here?
No, there's an insurance ad that's currently running, and he's got you know, he's counting different benefits. So
right.
He says first, and he, you know, then there's one arm, and then second, and there's the second arm holding like a house. Maybe the first arm holds a car, and the third arm creeps out from behind him, and is holding whatever else it is. I've forgotten now.
Well, I think there's a Hindu god that's got eight arms, I believe, or six, whatever it is.
Well, I think that we are being prepared. We are being prepared to expect genetic anomalies caused by...
Well, it may be, and it just might be some silly advertising executive also. Okay, cesium-137, how can you tell if you have that around you?
Oh, okay, it is a beta emitter. So your regular Geiger counters, your little cheapo Geiger counters that maybe you picked up when you were at a garage sale and they were issued during...
Civil defense. Those bright yellow Geiger counters?
Yeah, refurbish them, put in a new battery, and they'll tell you because there'll be a beta emission and they'll click. And if you get a lot of clicks, you probably don't want to be in that area.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is that this is going to fall out of the air because it's heavier than air. It's significantly heavier than oxygen or nitrogen or water vapor,
right.
Even.
Right.
And it's going to fall on your roof. And if you have a rain barrel, you do not want to drink that water. In fact, the best thing to do is haul that water around front and put it in the storm drain.
Right.
Now, the other place it's going to fall is on our water storage tanks. Well, not the tanks, but the reservoirs.
Municipal water supplies.
The municipal water supplies.
Yeah,
the rivers.
Everyone I've ever seen has been open to this. Well, where they take surface water, like from a river or a lake, and treat it, it's always open to the sky. Now, municipal water supplies that use wells are not. They typically pump them straight into a tank and are not exposed to the elements.
Those would be the safest. There was some thought that they were going to cover the reservoirs with something because of the terrorist threat of poisoning the water supply of large cities.
Right.
But they didn't get very far with that.
Well, for example, now, St. Louis City and St. Louis County, they draw water out of the Mississippi River and the Missouri River, both of which are already open to the sky. So it wouldn't serve much purpose to cover it up since it's already been exposed to the sky, would it?
Well, that's right. And in fact, the Missouri River goes right by the Weldon Spring Remedial Action Site,
which
is known to put radioactive materials into the Missouri River.
Really?
They measure them. They don't measure them at the right place because then they couldn't get past the inspection, the state water inspection. So you might, but one thing you can do is they do measure the radioactivity in drinking water, the people who deliver the water to your house, and they put out an annual report. And radioactivity.
Hold on, Ann, we got the bottom of the hour break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 14th of March. Freeze Dry Guy does have a March special. And here it is, the Dehydrated Mix and Mash, Mix and Match Sale, plus 15% back on all his Grab It and Go buckets. Number one, Dehydrated Non-Fat Milk, retail price $177. Number two, Dehydrated Cheese Blend, retail $177. Number three, Dehydrated Chopped Onions, $155. And number four, Dehydrated Sweet Potato, Diced Sweet Potatoes, retail per case, $273. Your first case, you get 5% off your entire order. Two cases, you get 8% off. Three cases, 12% off your entire order. Keep in mind, these are shipping included. 15% back on all the grab-and-go buckets, which is breakfast entrees, well, standard and hearty breakfast entrees ranging from a 15-day supply to a 3-month supply. All items are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Toll-free number out there on the left coast is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Website is freezedryguy.com, and there's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. That is my website, thelibertyman.com. You can get my best-selling DVD there, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, lots of other interesting things, such as the ZapWorks batteries, a nice bright yellow starburst there in the middle of my homepage for ZapWorks batteries. And, of course, there's a link to Ann's website. Ann, what is your website, please?
Homeland-Defense4U.com.
Outstanding. Homeland-Defense4U.com. We can talk about remediation here. The thing we normally take, what is that, for our thyroid?
Oh, the potassium iodide.
Potassium iodine. That won't help with the cesium-137, will it?
Oh, no, that's just for the iodine. But I did want to talk about the first thing that happened was that they set up a perimeter at 6 miles, and then they said to evacuate to 12 miles. Well, when the people got to 12 miles, they found a perimeter had been set up. So the lesson to be learned there is get out before the perimeter is set up, because that perimeter is to keep you inside that zone until they have a chance to look at you and make sure that you're not contaminated.
Right, right.
In the meantime, you're probably getting more contaminated because, one, you're standing close to people who are contaminated, and, two, there's more radiation dropping on you.
Right, right.
Now, the second thing I want to mention is that they showed pictures of them doing the assessment of the people, and they had some kind of instrument that they were holding up to their chest, and if it showed a high reading, then they were taken aside and removed from the crowd, and if it didn't, then they were allowed to pass through.
Well, what happens to these people taken to the side?
Okay. I have 2 points. One point is radiation on the outside of your clothing, unless it's gamma, is not going to hurt you. Alpha and beta on the outside of your clothing is not going to hurt you. So they're measuring in the wrong spot. Of course, if you do have alpha and beta on your clothing, then they take you aside. They have you stripped down to nothing. They wash you thoroughly with water, and they check you again. They give you a new set of clothes and send you up to the evacuation. I think they have an army depot there that they're storing people at.
Storing people? You mean housing people?
housing people, because that's where the medicine is stored.
Okay.
There are medicines, nuclear medicines, that you can take that if you swallow radioactivity, if you ingest it, if it comes in on the food.
Right.
Now, what they should be doing at the perimeter, well, they shouldn't have a perimeter. They should just let the people dissipate and somehow mark them so they can, believe me, they can track down people who have had a radioactive medical treatment sitting in a restaurant in New York City. There's no trouble finding somebody who is radioactively.
How do they do that? And what method do they use to do that?
Well, here in the United States, they have very sensitive gamma ray meters. And that happened to a person. A person, suddenly a table of four that was having lunch in the middle of New York City was surrounded by men in black. And they said, "You're contaminated." And the lady who was sitting there said, "What?" And she had just had a nuclear medicine treatment.
Right.
They
mistook her for a terrorist or what?
Well, they didn't know. They were following the radiation, and they found her.
How far away could they detect this woman sitting in this restaurant?
From the sky.
Whoa. So they can fly a grid back and forth with some kind of aircraft at, 2,000 feet or so?
Right, and then they notify teams on the ground, and the teams move in the direction, and then the helicopter or whatever they're using, they could use something else, flies again over that spot and gives them more information, and they move in, and once their meters start picking it up, then the helicopter's released to look for other sources.
Right. Well, it'd be a matter of triangulation is how you would do it, obviously. At least that's obvious to me. You need to take a measurement from two different points and then triangulate. Fascinating. Okay.
Anyway, Ed, so they're stopping these people at the perimeter, which is not good for them. And they're looking for radiation on the outside of their clothing, which is not a bad thing. I mean, you want to get rid of the clothing, but you don't. There's a lot of people standing there that are not contaminated that are being contaminated. But what they should be doing is having the people cough into a soft cloth or a mask or something, having them cough to make sure they haven't ingested anything. and then measure what's on the mask.
You know, you should when we get off the radio here, Ann, you should call at the Japanese embassy and tell them that.
Did I think I said ingested, inhaled. Because like, you know, we check for radon in our basements here and in our buildings.
Right.
And radon in and of itself is the radioactive gas. And some of these radionuclides that are going to be generated at these nuclear reactors in Japan will be gases. So
with
they
no particulate, will be gas with no particulate.
Yes.
Okay.
Like radon. And radon will travel about 3 miles. It has a half-life of 3.5 days. And you say, well, 3.5 days, how far can it go? Well, it can go as far as the wind blows. If the wind is blowing at 50 miles an hour, in 3 days it can go across the country. But in any case, if you get one radon atom, you know, that's very, very small.
Right.
One, if you just get one into your lungs and it decays while it's in your lungs, it produces the most poisonous element on Earth, polonium. And that one polonium atom can kill you.
Really?
Yes. So you want to make sure that they don't have anything in their lungs. And so what you do is you have them cough or laugh or, you know, whatever you can do to get them, do the Heimlich maneuver on them.
Right.
So that
they
expel all the air in their lungs.
Right.
Onto some kind of cloth that will capture it. Now, an N95 mask will capture a lot of the radiologicals.
Right.
But they'll probably put it on an N99 mask and then measure the mask. And that'll tell you if that person needs medicine for the radiation that they've inhaled.
Okay.
And potentially ingested, eaten some way. You know, you swallow all the time. I don't know about you, but I swallow all the time. If I'm talking, my mouth is open.
Right. Of course. Of course. So there are medicines that will help give some relief. Do they give symptomatic relief or actually... do something.
No, they actually go in and bind with the radionuclide, and you pass it out.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's not just symptomatic. It actually does help.
Yeah, and it goes around in the blood and the different organs, and it's very effective. But they don't have that out at the perimeter. You have to go into a medical facility for that.
Right.
Now, the nuke pills, the potassium iodide, that's because when... your thyroid takes up iodine, and that's how you get a lot of your energy.
Right.
And it is used for secreting hormones of different kinds that help regulate your metabolism.
Right.
What happens is that the radioactive iodine gets taken up by the thyroid, and so then you end up with thyroid cancer. Now, for somebody my age, and I'll admit I'm over 60, I'm on... shall I say it? I'm on Social Security.
Well, so am I. How about that?
And if you know, at our age, thyroid cancer takes a long time to develop.
Right.
And
right.
we would probably die naturally before we would die of thyroid cancer.
Right.
So it's not so important for us. But for our children, and especially for our babies and for our pregnant mothers, it's very important that they get regularly iodine. And we always buy, I want to recommend everybody, when you buy salt, buy iodized salt.
Right.
Put salt on your food. If you're buying processed food, they're probably not making it with iodized salt.
Really?
Hmm. Well, yeah, it costs more.
Okay.
They have to iodize the sodium. So sprinkle some on your food. If your blood pressure goes up a little bit, eat more fruit or take a potassium tablet.
Okay.
I'm for homeopathic medicine.
Right.
I mean, and
well,
bananas
got potassium in them too, don't they?
Bananas are great, but there's going to be a banana shortage. Buy the pills. That's what I say.
Okay.
Then you know that you've got them. Oranges, yeah, any fruit will have potassium in it. And if your blood pressure goes up, and in fact, people who have high blood pressure take potassium medical. Potassium. Okay. But for your children, your grandchildren, for babies, for pregnant women, it is absolutely necessary. And these things used to be called nuke pills, and the U.S. government used to hand them out to people who lived around power plants. Right. Government no longer hands it out.
Really?
Really. They decided it, for one reason or another, it was not cost-effective for them to store it. You know, the shelf life went bad, and so they just don't store it. And, of course, the plants that make it then went out of business. And so, but you can still get it. And I think nukepills.com has it, and other places have it.
What place has it?
Nukepills.com. I think that's the name
of it. Nukepills.plural.com. Mm-hmm.
That's my remembrance, John. Just take it with a grain of salt. Just Google. Google potassium iodide.
That's I-O-D-I-D-E, right?
Yeah. Iodine is the element. Iodide is part of the compound.
Right. Potassium iodide.
And then it kind of tells you how it goes together.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the call number is 800-313-9443. If you've got any questions or comments, you're certainly welcome to get them in here. I'm hearing different time frames thrown out as to when this radioactivity could be in North America. Do you have any estimates, Ann?
I heard 10 days.
10 days would be from the date of the initial explosion at the nuclear plant?
Yes, they did not, of course, they said that there was very little release of radioactivity at that time. I wouldn't believe them. You know, Chernobyl went off, and it was the Swiss or the Swedish people who... you're talking about paranoid people. Well, I don't want to call them paranoid. I think they're very conservative.
Right.
They're people to emulate, but they have radiation detection meters in every school, on every mountaintop, and they detected the increase in radiation, and they said, where is this coming from? It must be, they knew it was coming from the from their east.
Right.
So they confronted Russia, and Russia denied it for how long, 2 weeks or something?
Right,
I mean,
right.
They
right,
denied
right.
it for a long time because it was in the middle of Russia, and finally our satellites captured it. And
10 days would be Sunday the 20th.
Well, how about that? That's the equinox.
How about that? Yeah. Well, we got a few days to make some preparations, and looks like we got a call here. Our friend who called in last Friday, Chris from Delaware. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning. Ann is correct about a lot of stuff. Remember last week I did mention that this was a challenge, and I said that this is a challenge to the very design basis for the plant. That is extended station blackout, extended damage to surrounding areas and infrastructure, and extended damage to the plant where all the systems didn't work. Operators are good for when the plant is within certain bounds of design, that we had to rely on good design engineering and all with, and you even asked me whether it could take a tsunami, and there are levels of a tsunami can take. This was a massive event. It is a massive event, and it's still occurring.
Right.
I've been riveted to this entire weekend. I think I even sent you some email on it. I don't know if you got it or not.
Yes, John. Yes, Chris, and I appreciated that very much. I've got it here in front of me. The only thing is I cannot send email, so if you could send me another one with your phone number, because I wanted to get you on Dr. Deagle's show.
Well, I do listen to Dr. Deagle also. I've unplugged my TV years ago also, John, because we're not getting the real story from that anyway. My take on it, I've been on the phone all weekend with guys from the probabilistic risk assessment guys and all kinds of stuff, you know, just on our own loosely
knit. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And in 2007, I'm going to say something. In 2007, there were about 20 of us handpicked to go out to different sites to look at how coping measures such as this would be met due to severe damage, due to something. Even whether it's intentional severe damage or catastrophic events such as this.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I definitely said that they were going to have to go to, like, seawater injection. I mean, I did mention
that's
that.
Exactly
I called,
what they
I
did
called
too.
It. Right. All right? That they are following the recommendations of that script that we prepared. almost to a letter. I had a real. I'm still sick over this. I'm just letting you know that.
All right.
Is there any questions?
Okay. When you wrote that script, did you discuss the effects on the sodium in the water?
Water purification, water chemistry is the utmost. That keeps the corrosion away and keeps your plant from rusting away. I mean, just put it in limited terms, okay? I mean, I am a mechanical engineer, and I know your hygiene. I enjoy getting it from your end too. We go through great lengths to keep it at less than one part per billion of sodium.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, of course, the plant. But there's always been provision. I'm going to say something. I've checked on it also. In this type of boiling water reactor, there's always been provision to fill the containment vessel, in this case, or the containment building, with whatever available source of raw water, untreated water that you had. And that's how I knew that they were going to go that way. And that's what we talked about, like fire engines and pumper trucks and all that stuff. Those were parts of the recommendations that, you know, we came up. Except that, you know, in this case, roads were damaged. Perhaps the dock for a ship to come in or something, or a barge. I mean, I was trying to get all kinds of information. I got one more thing to add to this.
Okay.
Hydrogen did accumulate in the upper structure of that. There were the fans couldn't run because there's no electrical power. Things accumulated. And certainly you saw the catastrophic hydrogen explosion. At least that's what we think it is. I've got to tell you, spent fuel is stored in that building.
Okay.
And did you know that?
No.
That's where the spent fuel pools are. I don't know what the, and nobody's talking about it. I only got one place that I've seen on there, but the spent fuel from 40 years of core life, you know, at the end of core life, you're running on a lot of plutonium, so there's plutonium in that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's a new factor that we weren't aware of there, Chris. The plutonium in there getting blown up along with everything else.
If there's pieces of the roof that fell in on it and everything else, there's got to be damaged fuel. Now, it could be underwater, just like it's supposed to be, under 30. Or greater than 30 feet of water per technical specification, but who's been able to get close to it to see?
Right. Yeah, unless they have some kind of robotic system, nobody has been in there, I'm sure. Okay. Well, Chris, we appreciate your staying on top of this, and if you want to make a morning report, we'll be talking about this for some time, at least the next few weeks, I'm sure.
Everyone will be.
Okay.
Please send me your phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank
Chris, thank you, sir, and have a great day. We got a bunch of calls lined up here, and we got Kirk in Indiana. Go ahead, Kirk.
Hi. I heard that you said that one of the ways that you can saturate your thyroid was to sprinkle table salt with iodine on it. And from what I understood, that the salt that you're going to be able to buy in the supermarket is kind of junk, and that may not be an effective way to ingest iodine, even though it is a way to ingest it. Are there any other sources, like iodine pills or the iodine that, so you put on a cut if you fall?
Far. Yeah, we were talking about that briefly. Go ahead, Ann. I think he missed that part of our discussion.
There are pills. The government no longer stores the pills, but there is a place called newpills.com. where you can get potassium iodide.
Right, emergency essentials sells them as well. Be prepared.
Yeah, they carry them.
Yeah.
Ladies and for everybody listening, everything, all those iodine pills will be sold by 5 o'clock today in the whole country. Every one of them will be sold by 5 o'clock today. That's my opinion. There's not that much. We got 350 million people in this country and a lot of smart people who will figure this out, and every bottle of pills will be sold by 5 o'clock today.
Now, the other thing that I have, I'm in preparedness, I've been listening to John for a long time, is the water may, if we don't have power, if we were to lose power, like they have in Japan, then the water pumping stations will not work, and there will be a notice from the government that says, boil your water. You cannot be assured that your water is safe. So we went to REI and got their iodine crystals. So that's another way to get iodine into your system, is to drink it. you know, you purify the water with it, and then you drink the water.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Kirk. We're quickly running out of time here. Anne, you want to stay over to the second hour?
Oh, yeah. This is very, very important.
It's pretty important stuff. I think we may have missed a break here, but Mark in Alabama. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes. Good morning, John.
Yes, sir.
Got a question. I've got a number of questions, but first and foremost, I'm wondering what's the difference or the possible difference between what we're being exposed to already from the DU that the government has been blasting countries with for years, and the possible now I find out that, you know, there was plutonium stored in these buildings that are blowing up.
Right.
And I'm looking at the jet stream and the forecast and all that, and I'm wondering, is it going to be 10 days before we're subjected to this, or what? And I've got KIO3, potassium iodate. What's the difference between potassium iodate and potassium iodide?
Okay, go ahead, Ann.
Well, I'm not one of them. The iodide is readily absorbed by the body. I'm not sure that the iodate is. Let me just quickly look up here on Google.
And
that would
thing,
be the difference.
The depleted uranium that they use for these projectiles and so forth, as far as I know, that pretty much stays in the Middle East where they've been shooting this stuff off on one hand. On the other, I would not buy any military surplus that you suspect has ever been in the Middle East, uniforms, boots, anything like that that may have been in the Middle East. There's too much chance that it came back from Iraq or Afghanistan contaminated with depleted uranium.
I bought a fairly good supply of potassium iodate. It's called the KIO3, and
right.
I got it from KI4U, letter U.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah, it's good. I'm looking right here at Wikipedia.
Okay, and yeah, and but they have a warning on their website now saying that they're slammed. They're to get this stuff now is, you know, trying
right.
to put the horses in the corral after the gate shut.
By noon Friday, by noon this past Friday, they were probably slammed. That's how quick people figured this out, right?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Bye.
Okay, Robin in California. Go ahead, Robin.
Hello, John and Ann. Hey, John, I'm glad to hear you're on daily now. That's great.
Thank you.
And I don't believe for 1 minute, since I'm in California, I don't believe for 1 minute we're going to hear the real story until people are already affected by a long shot. And I just also, you know, a couple foods that are higher in potassium than bananas, spinach, prune juice. And if you take prune juice actually kind of, and you probably know more about this too, helps take toxins out of the body.
We got a break. Robin, hold on. And everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
The next